Previously on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
This is Jennifer Lopez, and as you can tell, it's been a while since I last wrote to you, and you can see I have a boyfriend, which means you're in for the long haul, and you have to put up with the fact that I'm fucking and sucking his dick.
Hello and welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I am Mike. I'm joined, of course, by my co-host via Skype, Mr. Travis Hulse.
Bushy bushy.
Phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. We do have a show planned, sort of, for you this evening. It's the cursed show from hell, it appears, Travis.
It's typical. It's really typical.
Travis, I do have good news. I did receive an email this morning that we are now part of the Google Play family of podcasts.
That's amazing.
We are available on Google Play. So if you've been waiting to get into podcasts until Google Play became available, you're in luck because we're on it.
Easily accessible with your Android phone now.
Is that Google's an Android deal?
I think so. I think they tried their own...
The Google Store.
They tried their hand at their own thing, but it didn't work out so well for them. So now it's Google Play on all Android phones.
We did have a guest scheduled for tonight, but 10 minutes before the show, he asked if he could push back a week. And Napier canceled. Drunk, of course, is in Colorado on his... pot vacation. And Travis, 2 minutes before the show, Travis goes, "Mike, the fan on my laptop, it's going crazy. I don't know what to do with the fan on my laptop." I'm like, "God, Travis, I have one thing written down on my piece of paper here because we're doing the Hollywood fantasy draft here in a little bit. And so, you know, I was planning on doing that second half of the show. First half, planning on having a guest. I have a whole page of questions for a guest we're not going to talk to. But then I thought, you know what? I should have time for like one more bit, you know, one more killer bit. And I didn't have that killer bit, Travis. You know what I had?
What'd you have?
You know, this Ted Cruz interview.
Oh, Ted Cruz. Yes, I'm aware of him. Rafael Cruz.
Ted Cruz and his wife, they are on some talk show, and his wife told this clever little silly story about the day after they got married.
How long has this wonderful couple been married?
Travis, do not ask me any questions that go farther away from just telling the story, because I do not know anything on the backstory of Ted Cruz and his marriage. I know nothing about it. All I know is that they got married, and the day after their wedding, Ted Cruz woke up early in the morning, and he went to the grocery store, and he purchased 100 cans of Campbell's soup, and he brought them home, and he put them in the cabinet, and when his wife awoke from her slumber, she said, "Ted, why is there so much soup in this closet?" And he said, "Well, we need soup, right? Because that's what you need. You need soup.
You gotta have soup."
And so she like waited for him to go to sleep, and she took all the soup back.
Behind his back?
Yeah, yeah. She took all the soup back. I would hope she'd give him the money back, because if she took all the soup back and pocketed the cash, that's not a good start to a marriage, pocketing all that soup money. How much is a can of soup? I mean, this is probably a while ago, so we're probably looking at like a dollar, right?
Well, see, I guess that's why I was concerned about it. First of all, if he's trying to be economical, Campbell's is not the way to go.
Does a Campbell's soup expire?
They probably date stamp it. I don't know if it actually expires.
But it probably has a best if used by date.
Yeah.
Which may not necessarily be when it's actually bad. And I don't think it ever goes bad. You could probably eat it later. It probably just wouldn't be as good.
Of course.
It probably just has a best if date on it to keep stores from selling you like 4-year-old soup.
Well, and when you think about it, truthfully, I mean, if two of them are, if it's the regular size cans of Campbell's soup, you're talking about the classics, the cream of mushrooms, the cream of celeries, the cream of chicken.
The chicken noodle, Travis.
The chicken noodle
should have been first on your list.
I was getting to the
Yeah, maybe tomato, if that's your thing.
Yeah, I'm not down.
All other soups are secondary soups.
So I'm saying if they're sitting down with these condensed soups, it's going to be at least two cans, I would think, per person. So in reality, that's 50 helpings of soup. I mean, you're sitting down 50 times with soup. I think you could probably consume that in the year if you're trying to be a thrifty young newlywed couple.
50 soup meals.
Yeah, 50 soup
meals. But is the soup going to be the main course? I mean, have they established that this is a relationship, a soup-based relationship, where they're going to regularly eat soup?
I would assume that they're also purchasing a box of saltine crackers.
See, so. Because I would have a soup with like maybe a sandwich.
You're going to do a soup and a sandwich.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's a meal.
Yeah,
soup is a snack, I would say. Yeah.
When you're a young newlywed couple, I think you're trying to do anything you can to conserve money, especially if you're an aspiring politician with hopes to one day be the president of the United States.
So they were saving, and he said, this is the first step. I'm going to invest in our meals. This will cover us for the year. We're doing soup.
And like I said, my problem is why he didn't go store brand. That's just completely beyond me.
It's all the same thing, pretty much, isn't it?
It absolutely
I mean, they're
is.
All very similar, I think.
Yeah, I think
Campbell. See, I typically go with Campbell's, but you know, I'm a big shot.
Sure. Oh, yeah, you got shit to throw around.
Yeah, I'm not just going to go willy-nilly buying store brand soups. I mean, no. You know, I get the good stuff.
You can't be seen walking out of the Hy-Vee with Hy-Vee branded soups.
No, sir. I'm not a garbage person. I buy Campbell's. Campbell's, part of a delicious meal, right?
My wife loved it.
It's funny because the ad that's running during the break has Napier in it. The intro was pretty much about Napier. And then Napier doesn't show up, so then we look like a couple of goofballs, you know? But we are on Google Play, which is good news. So now you can find us on Google Play and hear our soup talk. And that didn't take up nearly as much time as it needed to.
Well, do you think, you've seen the show Everybody Loves Raymond. Do you think that too much soup is what caused Raymond's mom to die today?
Wasn't she 90?
Was she 90?
I think she just died of being 90.
Well, Betty White, what the hell's Betty White kicking it around for yet?
I mean, I'm not going to, like, send her an email and say, why haven't you died yet? I just figure, you know, good on her.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it wouldn't be a surprise. Like, if I told you Betty White died tomorrow, you wouldn't be like, oh, really? Wow. You'd say, yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah. Oh, that's a bummer. That's like a handful of weeks ago when Abe Vigoda died. It was like, you know, when you hear people like David Bowie dying, it's like, man, that seems like he was too young, but when you hear
he's spry.
Yeah, but when you hear Abe Vigoda died, who 30 years ago looked like he was on his deathbed.
Yeah, Everybody Loves Raymond's mom has looked really old always.
Yeah, I think what was Christmas Vacation was what, maybe 15 years before Raymond?
She looked exactly the same.
Yeah, she just had red hair in Vacation. I think they just gave her some red hair.
Betty White was on a show about a bunch of old bitches. Like in the 80s.
Yeah, in the 1980s when I was a pre-teenager.
Don't say 1980s.
Betty White was an old lady in a show called The Golden Girls.
Right, yeah. There were a bunch of old broads who retired and all their husbands were dead from old age or cancer or the war or whatever. And they were just hanging out waiting to die. And that was in the 1980s, Travis.
Yeah, the 1980s.
They just got together and ate soup and played cards.
I watched that in the afternoons after second and third grade. It was on at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon for the old ladies to enjoy before bed.
You know, back in the 1980s, it was a different time.
was a different time.
And I get confused now, and I think I'm getting old, and like, you know, things start making me cranky that would probably make like an old guy cranky because they remember back in their day. I remember back in the 1980s when a roll of toilet paper, you went and you got a roll of toilet paper, and it's just a roll of toilet paper, right?
Yeah.
But now there's like, there's the mega rolls, and the mega rolls are different than the double rolls, and all the different rolls, they tell you what they are the equivalent of a roll. But there are no just rolls anymore. There's mega rolls, and there's double rolls, and there's super rolls, and there's all these different rolls that all say, hey, there's the equivalent of 48 rolls in this bag. But there's only like 12. And in the last handful of years, the only rolls I've known are mega rolls. And so, like, when you tell me it's the equivalent of 5 mega rolls, I think I know what that means, but I'm not sure.
It pretty much, to me, when you say it was the equivalent of however many double rolls or mega rolls, I just think, yeah, okay, this is a little bit more than a regular roll of toilet paper.
Why don't they just say, like, how many squares are in it? And you can just, I mean, that'll be an impressive number. We'll say, oh, shit, there's the 10,000 squares of toilet paper in this bag. That's a lot of squares.
I think they give you how many feet you're going to be unrolling. You could look at that, I guess.
And so I don't like that they tell you how many rolls are in there, and it's not how many rolls are in there, because it's the equivalent of a different kind of roll.
Listen, it's all these toilet paper people. I mean, seriously, they're all about messing with our head. If they're not trying to confuse us with the size of the rolls, they're saying, hey, this is the equivalent of 4 regular rolls, but really there's only 4 rolls in it. If you want to get back to basics, again, you have to go store brand or Scott's. And even Scott's, which is the worst, most abrasive sandpaper ass wipe that exists, even they have started to embrace the double, triple rolls. And I just can't get involved in that.
I typically buy the Bears. I buy the Bears. I mean, if something else is on sale, you know, I'll go the other way. But I buy the Bears. There's also the Dogs. And then there's Scott, which I believe is dog shit.
What is that guy in the flannel shirt? Which brand is he?
Bounty? No, that's paper towels. You don't wipe your ass with paper towels.
No, yeah, of course you do.
No. Bounty doesn't make a toilet paper, Travis.
Yeah, you install that.
You
like
can't
one
put
foot
that
holder
in your tarlet because it'll back up.
Nah, you just got to get some Ridex. That'll flush that shit right down.
The toilet paper is biodegradable, is what it is. And
see, that's what I'm saying.
The paper towels are not.
They're confusing you. They're shoving Bears in your face. They're talking about Bears wiping their asses in the woods, and they're saying, oops, he's got some dingleberries on there. He must not have used the correct toilet paper. That's not. Bears don't use toilet
Travis,
paper.
Travis, I don't want to talk about toilet paper anymore.
Let's move on.
Yeah, you're kind of a nerdy fella, right? Were you into the Harry Potter stuff?
I was not. I saw the first Harry Potter movie, and then my boy was at the proper age where he was into it, so I took him to the first half of the final Harry Potter.
So you saw the first one and the second half of the last one?
Yeah, and then I watched the second half of the last one, which I thought was really good.
So you didn't see the ones in the middle?
I might have seen 10 minutes on a Family Channel.
Was the last one kind of confusing? Because you didn't know what happened in the middle ones?
No, not at all. I mean, I think if you're alive, in a live person, you're aware of people called Snape and things, and Dumbledore and the wizard guy. So I think if you've seen
wizard
Lord
guy.
Of the...
Yeah, if you've Harry seen Potter, Lord of, he's a wizard guy.
Well, you know, the old wizard.
Well, there's a new one coming out that's about Harry Potter, but it's not about Harry Potter.
Oh, has that got the Danish girl in it?
What is that? What's going on with that? Why is that guy doing a thing? Is he Harry Potter's friend?
Is it a prequel or is it just set in the world of Harry Potter?
They're saying, hey, this is like a Harry Potter thing, but it's not Harry Potter. Who's that guy?
The Danish girl.
I don't like his face.
No, I'm not a fan.
He's got a weird look to him. He looks like kind of a creepo.
What was his original claim to fame? Why are we forced to look at Eddie Redmayne now? What was he originally in?
He played the wheelchair guy that's really smart.
Yeah, but what did he do before that?
Like, I think he was just that guy, wasn't he? He pretended like he couldn't move his arms and stuff.
I swear that he was somebody else before that, and that's why he gets cast in all these Oscar bait flicks where he's either a transvestite before his time or a paraplegic genius.
a transvestite before his time? You mean he was a transvestite before being a transvestite was cool?
Exactly.
That guy? Oh, hey, it's transvestite guy. You don't want to get typecast.
No, well, you see, I get confused between the Danish girl and
how come the transvestites weren't mad that he took a transvestite role that could have gone to a transvestite?
Well, because they already blew their wad on that Tangerine movie that came out like the year before, where they were, you know, they were so happy about the actual transvestites, transgenders playing the transgenders that they just didn't give a shit anymore.
I know, like, I didn't see that one.
It's on Netflix. I have not partaken yet.
And the Robin Williams, I guess he was the OG with the Mrs. Doubtfire.
Well, if you want to go even further, you got Tootsie.
I got a same universe, different country. So it's like the Americas Harry Potter?
Except isn't he more British than the original?
I think
Harry
he
Potter
came
people?
Over here as an immigrant. Which will do wonders for our problem with that, right?
I think so.
Because I think he brings a bunch of like dragons and shit.
Tear down the walls.
Yeah, that'll just go great. Thanks, Harry Potter lady. We're trying to build a bridge, and you're tearing it down.
You're trying to frighten us with dragons, possible wizardry.
So what's going on with you, buddy?
Oh, I just tried to break in a new pair of work shoes today. That's pretty exciting.
You do some walking around in them, some unnecessary walking just to get your feet going?
Yeah. I think I need a chiropractor after, you know, typically I'm smart enough to realize that I should walk around in my home with a new pair of work shoes before I wear them for an entire day. But for some reason this time, that just didn't occur to me. And it's hard to get out of a chair now. I'm pretty wrecked.
I got in the chat, Rocky Horror Picture Show. I guess that was the transvestite before all the other transvestites.
I'm pretty sure Tootsie predates all that shit.
And Tootsie was before that. Was Tootsie before Rocky Horror Picture Show?
I'm almost positive.
Oh. See, there's guys that dress up like ladies. It's a thing. And Pearl Jam thinks that they should be able to pee wherever they want to pee. Pearl Jam canceled their concert in North Carolina. Did you see that?
Oh, Pearl Jam's now jumping on the bandwagon.
Yeah, Pearl Jam is. I think that if you're in North Carolina, you just probably shouldn't buy tickets to shows for a while.
Yeah, no, then nobody's going to perform there. Just let it breathe a little bit.
I mean, if Bruce Springsteen and Pearl Jam did it, I want to see like the act that like has 200 people at like a bar that cancels.
We refuse. Smokey Joe's band refuses to play at old.
Yeah, like Hell's Bells, a tribute to AC/DC. I want to see them cancel shows in North Carolina.
Lil Kiss was set to perform at the laundromat down by 5th and Main. They canceled.
There's a connection with the Harry Potters. I guess like maybe the guy had the same teacher as Harry Potter. Like a you know, so it'll be like a really loose connection, like with that last Bourne movie.
Oh, where they were part of the same program. But
yeah, like he knows who Jason Bourne is.
So you're saying Eddie Redmayne might be flipping through a bunch of paperwork and see like a profile picture of Harry Potter?
Yeah, he'll be like, oh, I had chemistry with that guy.
Wonder what he's up to nowadays. Moving on.
Me and Harry, we're friends on Facebook.
I said happy birthday when Facebook alerted to me of his annual celebration.
When you do the TP in the house, I only TP'd one house in my entire life, and it was my own house. I TP'd my own house, but
that sounds counterproductive.
That's a long story. But when you're TPing a house, do you get the cheap stuff, or does the cheap stuff not fly as good? Do people still TP houses? I feel like I used to see TP in houses all the time, but I don't see it much anymore.
I think it randomly happens still to this day, but now the state of our society, people try to sue or have people arrested.
Oh, really?
Due to vandalize. Yeah.
Suing over a TP-ing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They had to spend 15 minutes cleaning some wet toilet paper out of their trees.
It's all in good fun, though, right?
Well, not anymore. Nothing is in good fun anymore.
But when you're TP, and I would imagine that you probably don't want to buy the cheapest stuff because it probably doesn't fly too good.
But also, are you really going to spend that kind of money on a prank?
I got in the chat that Rocky Horror was 1975 and Tootsie was 1982. So Rocky Horror predated Tootsie, Travis.
Well, not the book that it was based on.
We're jumping all over the place here, though. Pearl Jam, they canceled their show in North Carolina because they don't like the law about where the transsexuals can make toilet. Right?
Yeah.
And Ted Cruz bought 100 cans of soup. I'm glad that we cleared all of this up. I mean, it was a productive first half of the show, really.
I think we really broke some new ground here, and I think that we're getting people talking about the issues that really matter.
You know, Travis, do they have, like, a really fine pencil that you can buy, like, for your tablets and stuff, where you can draw, like, really fine lines? And I feel like that would be a good thing. Why haven't they made something? Like, I know they have the stylus pens, but they're big and spongy. I'm talking about, like, a little fine pencil.
The iPad Pro, actually, is better suited for artists that I follow or am friends with on Facebook, a lot of comic book artists. And a lot of them have finally taken the jump into digital, and it's because the iPad Pro apparently is very friendly for artists. And I think that they have different styluses that you can use that feel very much like actually holding a pencil in your hand.
We got a GoldenEye 44 in the chat, Travis. I believe he is a virgin to the WFOD chat room. He picked a great episode to show up.
Fantastic. Yeah. Just a really good episode.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be happy that he joined us.
Yeah, it's. What do you think? Is it time for break?
Let's regroup.
Let's regroup. let's calm down. Everything's going fine. I'm doing the show shirtless. Did I mention that?
Oh, that's nice.
It's a rare occasion where I do the show shirtless. I feel
We're very close in our attire then. I have a button-up shirt that is completely unbuttoned.
Oh, wow. Nothing on underneath, huh?
No way.
How you doing on the chest hair? You got a good amount of chest. I don't have much. I just have a little bit.
Yeah, more than necessary.
I'm not a particularly hairy guy.
Mm, I'm one of the hairiest you could meet.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. I've been given shit about that for pretty much my entire life.
You started growing the hair early?
Very early.
You started being like a real hairy fella. You start growing your beard?
I remember very vividly when I was like a pre-teenager, maybe I was in middle school, and watching an episode of like the Today Show or something, and they were poolside somewhere, and they showed this middle-aged guy who at the time I was like, man, he'd be older than like my dad. And they showed this guy with no shirt on, and he was solid hair, like gray / kind of black hair. And I was like, damn. That's gotta suck, because people have to be pointing and being like, look at how fucking hairy that guy is all the time. Well, skip ahead about a decade, and I'm that guy.
You're a hairy guy.
I'm a very
hairy
guy. I
got in the chat, your pal Brian says that you are a fucking Wookiee.
A fucking Wookiee. That's about right. I'm not losing any of that hair, however. All of the hair on top of my head is starting to disappear.
Well, guys, we are coming close to the start of a new month. It is the end of the current season of the Hollywood Fantasy League. We are about to draft the next round. Joining us tonight is going to be the Chris Break Show, the Passersby Podcast.
Brand new to the show.
New addition to the Hollywood Fantasy League.
Absolutely.
And Bad Flicks. Bad Flicks just barely snuck by this last round, Travis. They're just by the skin of their teeth.
What movie did they pick last time that we were just dumbfounded about?
Are you talking about in this last one or the one before that?
Or maybe it was the one before that. One of these last couple of rounds, which I can't keep track.
They've had some real questionable picks.
Just confusing the hell out of me. I can't believe they're still here.
I'm pretty excited to see what he's gonna know it all me this week, because I send out a list. I go through a couple of sites. I write down as many noteworthy movies as I can. I send out the list. I do all the research for them. The last time we did the draft, he picked two movies in the final two rounds that weren't on the list. And I think that they might combine for four total points. But they're just going to sneak by because the Furnacast just happened to pick shittier than they did. So we're going to take a break. We're going to reset. We're going to get these guys on the line. We're going to do our little draft thing. It's pretty exciting. I don't know how we're going to pick the draft order because there's no one here really to verify. I don't know. We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out, guys. We'll be back in just a minute.
It was a day like any other.
You know, honey, maybe this trip to Australia would be good for us. Get away from it all. Just you, me, and the dogs.
The government has started the clock. Mr. Depp has 48 hours to comply or his dogs will be euthanized.
Boo! Pistol! Get in the car, Muffins! They're coming!
One man must face an entire regime who only want one thing. To kill his dogs. Dan Furnacase is the Prime Minister.
Bring me the heads of those fucking dogs.
Dan Furnacase is Johnny Depp.
Boo, pistol, swing to safety in my voluminous scarves.
Dan Furnacase is the dogs. In Dog Gone.
Guys, when was the last time you surprised your lady with something really different? Something that will make her as happy as flowers, but frankly, more exciting. How exciting, you may ask?
Very! Apparently, this is great!
Try Enclosed. Enclosed is like a flower of the month, but instead your lady is surprised with luxury panties.
Panties!
Yes, I said panties.
Panties!
And these aren't just your usual cotton numbers. But Enclosed sends super high-end panties.
Panties!
Delivered in awesome packaging, surrounded by rose petals. You pick how many months of these sexy panties she gets.
Panties!
And Enclosed customizes your gift, even giving you a 100% size guarantee, so you can't... Napier, you can't mess this up.
At least not more than once.
So next time you're looking to romance her or need an Mother's Day, an anniversary, or date night gift, go to EnclosedLingerie.com/WFOD. Enter the WFOD at checkout to get $25 off a multi-month order. That's EnclosedLingerie.com/WFOD.
Panties.
And now, Drunk's Amazing Animal Fact, with your host, Drunk.
A tarantula can survive for more than 2 years without food.
Once again, WFOD, Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks.
Gonna be cooking all day. I ain't your mama. I ain't gonna do your laundry. I ain't your mama. I ain't your mama. Boy, I ain't your mama. When you gonna get your act together? I ain't your mama. No, I ain't your mama. No, I ain't your mama. No, wake up, arise and shine. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's get to work on time.
Ain't Your Mama. No. Ain't Your Mama. Hey, guys, welcome back. Phone number, contact the show, 636-487-HAND or WFOD show. Passersby Podcast, Travis. There's a little yellow triangle, and it says, Passersby Podcast was unable to join this call as they need to update. Oh, shit, now it says that on Chris Break, too.
No, it doesn't.
But they're here.
Are they here?
Oh, we're here.
But I got the little yellow triangle that says that you need to update Skype first.
Well, that's not happening.
I can't add Chad.
Oh, my God. This is... oh, Chad is in the chat. He says, do I try to call in now?
Tell him to... What? Yeah, call the one you're on, because the one I'm on, I can't add him. What is happening?
It's a hell of a show, guys.
Yeah, we're doing really great, right?
How many episodes has this been? I can't answer or I'll be on hold.
So... while Travis tries to work out the difficulties here, Travis can try to get the passers. We have Chris Break. Hi, Chris Break.
Hey, what's up?
I don't know why we can hear you, but we can't hear passerby guy. Travis can work on that, though. I'm going to talk to the Chris Break guys. Jake's there, too, right? Hi, Jake.
Hey.
I got to talk to you about something.
Okay.
We live in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Yeah.
And recently I've been seeing these commercials telling me is it. Hey, what's up, man?
Passersby guy is on now too.
Missouri,
you know what? I think I've been seeing Visit Indiana commercials.
Yeah, what did they tell you to do?
That you guys got a lot of shit going on.
We have a lot of on Visit Missouri. It tells us they're these really clever commercials. I can't find the commercials, although I can find the long stories.
Is there anything noteworthy that they say that we have?
No, here's what it is. It focuses on the people. It's a family. It's like, hey, we're the Johnsons, and this is our story.
Are you going to go visit the Johnsons?
And then you get to watch their story on Visit MO. Yeah, they just
did. You go to the website?
Have a bunch of fun. Looks like they go to gymnasiums and play sporting stuff, and there's like aquariums, and a family's just driving in cars and having lots of fun.
Huh.
No, they didn't tell me anything special. It's just the Johnsons having lots of fun. Visit Missouri. And you can go watch the full story of the Johnsons, as well as many other families that are ethnically blended.
So the Johnsons, what are the Johnsons? You said ethnically. Are they something weird?
Those guys are white.
The Johnsons are white?
Yeah.
Okay, but some of the other ones. So there's a Johnson equivalent that's of a different race. So, you can pick the right one.
They can't call the black people Johnson because that'd be racist. And the black people aren't too black.
It's like making your character in a Wii game.
Gentlemen.
Chad. Hi, that's Chad.
How you doing, Mr. Mike?
Okay, so the Furticast was kicked the fuck out. Passersby Podcast is now joining the Hollywood Fantasy League. This is exciting. We do have definitive results for the most recent season. I think I told Chris, but Chad, you don't really know who won yet, do you?
I know we came in third.
You came in third, yeah. So you didn't get kicked the fuck out, but that's not really something to aspire to.
Well, it's better to be in last.
Chad, let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
Do you have plans in this draft to take some shit that I didn't put on the list? Do you have any dark horses, Chad? That's what I want to know.
No, I don't.
You don't? So everything I sent you is stuff that you're going to take?
Including the updates you sent me earlier this afternoon.
Would you say you learned your lesson?
Yes and no. I did go see Criminal, and it's not as bad as everyone's shitting on it.
Did people shit on it? I haven't heard a word about it, Chad, because it's not a movie that anybody would hear anything about ever.
It's got Superman's dad. It's got Deadpool. It's got Wonder Woman.
Superman's dad is in it? Oh, you're talking about Kevin Costner.
Man of Steel.
Gary Oldman's
dad.
In it?
Hashtag not my Superman's dad.
Did you know that Lois and Clark Superman is playing Supergirl's dad in the Supergirl television program?
Travis.
Love me some Dean Cain.
We're getting off on a tangent here, which is unusual for us.
Hey.
Let me get off on one more tangent.
Hey, Travis.
Pee-wee's Big Holiday. Take a look.
I loved it.
I loved it as well. The thing when he shows the Amish people his favorite activity to do when he's bored with the balloon.
I'll tell you what. I started watching Pee-wee's the Netflix thing, and I got about 35 minutes into it, and Laura looked over at me and she said, I can't really tell if you're enjoying this or not, but I'm not, so can we turn it off and watch something else? And I haven't gone back and watched the rest of it yet. But I was enjoying it. I thought it was kind of fun.
Yeah, my wife and I both enjoyed it.
But it's kind of like if I'm not watching something with her, then I usually just don't watch anything. I do other things when she's not there.
She's an enabler.
Yeah, she's my TV buddy.
Now, would Bad Flicks have picked something, like, because you made updates that you sent earlier that he referenced. Were you planning on picking one of those movies that was showed up on the updates?
Yes, I was.
Were you pissed off when I sent out the updates? So like, oh, man, now they know about my dark horse.
Yeah, they got my dark kid coming in. I was like, shit, okay. Well, I'm still trying to take it. So
okay,
we'll
so
see where it goes.
Travis, we won the Hollywood Fantasy League. We
did it for us.
The Jungle Book made enough money this weekend to overtake the Chris Break Show. So unless it makes negative money in this coming week, we won.
Did anybody see The Jungle Book?
I saw The Jungle Book today, actually.
Did you enjoy it?
I did. I enjoyed it quite a bit. It was pretty good.
Would my little children like it?
Absolutely. It's an enjoyable movie. It doesn't pander. It's not like stupid. Like it's not like a kid's movie.
Sure.
They treat The Jungle Book like seriously, you know, which is kind of dumb, but it's kind of not dumb.
Yeah, it looked kind of dark, but so I wasn't sure if my little kids would like it.
It was like, look, guys, this is a world where animals talk. It's not hokey. It's not dorky. Yeah. These animals just talk.
Also, they're still tigers and bears and shit. They might talk, but they're still wild animals.
Right.
Excellent. Did they sing?
They did. There was some singing. Yes. They
bare necessities.
Yeah, bare necessities. I'm not going to. No spoilers.
No spoilers, guys.
They cut the snake song though, which kind of bummed me out. The snake song was in the fucking credits, but she didn't sing it in the actual movie. So we won. Congratulations to us. We keep the belt.
Hooray!
How do you
five.
Like that belt, sir? How do you like that?
It turned out great, Chad. Chad donated a belt, Travis. Have I sent you pictures of the belt?
No, I haven't seen this belt.
Well, I was going to wait until somebody won.
Did you actually get the belt? I remember you saying, "Yeah, I'm going to get a belt."
Yeah, Chad sent me his belt.
How does Blake know about the belt, and I don't know about this belt?
Travis, did I not send you any pictures of the belt?
I haven't seen this belt.
I haven't seen it either. Chris, have you seen the belt?
Nope.
We got to see this belt.
Oh, Mike, I thought you would have taken pictures thrown all over Facebook, Chad, and say, this is what the champions get.
I wanted to send out pictures of the belt until somebody won the belt. What's the point of sending out pictures of the belt mid-season?
To see what the hell we could possibly win.
Makes me excited. Like, oh, I'm going to get that belt.
You don't not show the fucking Super Bowl guys the Super Bowl trophy. They know what it looks like.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. For the draft. Since Chris Breakshow is the only one who has more than one person, we're going to put them on the honor system here. We want you guys to write four names on four pieces of paper, put them in a hat, and draw the draft order.
This might work out for us because every time Napier picks the names, we're always fucking dead last.
Fourth.
All right. I'm on this.
I'm trusting you guys here.
And you can.
This
That's
is a big step. I don't want you guys.
Stand up guys.
What?
Stand up guys.
The Chris Break guys?
Of course.
Oh, no, we did lie to you earlier, Mike, just once.
You lied?
We won't discuss that. Who's the fourth name? I know I'm going to sound like the asshole.
The Passersby Podcast.
Yes. Sorry, guys.
That's all right. I don't think Mike told us the name of the new show.
Yeah, blame it on Mike.
The
yeah,
Passers...
I don't think he's mentioned them one time.
You're there, right?
Yeah, we're here.
How's it going, man?
You called him man. Right, you should say the name of the show, which is...
The Passersby Podcast. I listened to the Passersby Podcast today.
Me too.
He had a guy on that got shot in the face.
Did he die?
Oh, yeah.
No, he didn't die. He came on and told a story about getting shot in the face.
That's
the best part.
It sounded like not that much fun, really.
That's a crazy show.
The thing that you didn't at any point ask him if he'd recommend getting shot in the face.
No. Please I don't rate. Think...
somebody give me a hat.
That's something you recommend.
That was a good story. So your show, it's like a half hour long, and you have people on to tell a story. Which is actually a pretty good idea, because then like you don't really have to come up with anything. You just kind of like say, hey, this is my podcast, and this is a guy, and he's going to tell a story.
That's about it.
Yeah, those are the best kind of podcasts to do. You don't have to do any research.
There's no prep.
Unless the guy sucks at telling stories.
But then I guess the guy that sucks at telling a story is only on that 1 week, and then the next week he's gone, and you have a different guy that's maybe better at telling stories.
Yeah, but that can be a long week. I'm speaking for personal experience here. Okay, we have all these names in a hat.
Have you ever had somebody tell a story that just sucked dog shit and then you didn't release it?
I have not yet.
Yes.
Have you ever told somebody their story was horrible?
Not yet. The ironic part about this week is I have a lady coming on next week who is actually a professional hunter. So we're going to go from hunting accident to actual hunter.
Is she going to tell a story about how she like killed Bambi and it was awesome?
No. I'd have to leave that for you guys till next week.
Oh.
Is she an attractive gal? You don't have to answer.
I'm not going to answer.
So you got the names in a hat.
Just say yes, man. The answer is always yes.
Oh, yes.
The answer is always yes.
You got to see this girl.
I will be honest. One time, we like to put pictures of people's faces on our website, you know, the image. And there was one in particular person that I just didn't find them attractive enough, so I did not put their picture.
Because their face kind of freaked you out?
I didn't want to turn the listeners off. I will not say who it is.
It was the lady that plays the drums.
So, you know, we can easily find out, but every other guest's picture is up on the website except for that one.
Yes.
So Chris Brakeshow was not attracted to the drum lady, and he did not post her picture on the website.
So we got names in a hat.
Okay, so we got these names in a hat.
Yep.
And Chris is going to draw one, or Jake's... Jake's drawing the names, because I trust Jake. Jake wouldn't do me dirty.
You can trust me. Here we go.
First name.
First name is Chris Brakeshow.
You,
fuck you.
Oh, Jake.
Liars.
You can trust him. He's black.
Oh, Jake.
Anybody want to check this?
Mike, you said we could.
Is Jake really black? See, I would say that Jake doesn't have a black sounding voice. Is that?
That's a very racist thing.
Is it a racist thing to say?
No, he's from India. There's no talking white. They're talking black.
Didn't you watch that?
Well, I'm not saying that he's talking black. I'm saying that his voice has a white sound to it.
What do you mean, a white sound?
Jake taught me not to
say. Oh, what are you saying? He sounds more intelligent?
No!
You got a problem with Jake's voice, and it's because he's black.
That's what I'm saying.
That's just ouch.
That's why
we don't tell people. Yeah.
Who's the second name?
All right, here we go.
He doesn't even want to say it.
Passerby podcast.
It's going to happen. Napier is not there with you.
This I'm going to check it. It is passersby.
Okay, third name picked out. Well, Chad will fuck it up, so we're safe right now, Travis. It doesn't really matter.
You guys win.
If Chad's ahead of us or behind us, he'll fuck it up.
Did Sicario come out this year? I picked Sicario.
Oh, that was last draft.
Third pick.
Bad flicks.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Bullshit.
I watched him. I shook them all. They're on index cards, all folded.
I want to know how many times we've had the last pick.
All of them since I've been on the show.
I think we've never not had the last pick.
Dude, Chris and Jake are stand-up guys. Come on.
I believe them.
I believe them.
And maybe not Chris and John, but definitely Jake.
Hand a gun.
Okay, so...
Is it because he sounds so white? That's why you... Why you feel like he's trustworthy, Mike?
I feel safe around him. Just the voice.
So Chris Brakeshow has the first overall pick. What do you think, guys?
Now what's the? Wow, this is a long list of movies that you have here.
Well, pick one of them, John.
I'm not touching this one.
John picked my big fat Greek. Yeah.
Jake is now in this round. I'm going to leave it to him.
It's a pretty big no-brainer here, guys.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I mean, yeah, okay.
What is it? Jake, what are you doing with your hand?
I don't know.
Fantastic Four Part 2.
Jake, what are you doing with your hand?
But is that really it? We just literally want to pick the one with the most numbers?
Captain American. American?
Captain American.
Civil War.
I don't watch real film.
I think that is the pick that everybody would have taken as the first pick.
Correct.
I think that's a pretty safe bet there.
You got that's the money. Best.
I thought the whole man versus God concept of...
it did make a lot of money, Chris.
I know.
But it had a 30% Metacritic. Captain America already has an 80% Metacritic because it comes out soon.
Exactly. How's that fucking work?
Yeah.
Bang.
So Passersby Podcast has the second overall pick. What do you guys think over there? I keep saying you guys. There's one guy. It's a guy. What do you guy think?
Which guy?
Yeah, what's guy?
The guy.
What's his name?
You got from the show.
Go ahead, Mike.
It's Matt.
Come on, Mike.
You got from the show.
You got it.
Matt. I know who Matt is. Matt's the Passersby guy. I'm not advertising Matt. I'm advertising his show, guys. Go listen to the Passersby podcast. If I say go listen to Matt, nobody will know what the fuck I'm talking about.
I'm
trying to be a
Matt.
Pal.
Hey, I think he's like now Matt. On Google Play.
Are you on Google Play now?
Oh, yeah. Everybody is.
Fuck good yeah. You guys on Google Play, Chris Break Show?
No, we're not yet. We just submitted. We're not on there.
Oh.
We didn't get on there yet.
But you
we
guys just must submitted. Be in the second tier.
Second tier, yeah. We're passed by on that one.
Yeah. Passersby Podcast has a second overall pick. Matt, what do you think?
I'm thinking Finding Dory.
Motherfucker.
Asshole.
This is some
bullshit.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
Okay, so Chad. We need you to fuck
X-Men
up here.
Apocalypse.
Okay. Chad takes X-Men. It's a pretty solid pick. So, Travis, we have the next two.
Star Wars Rogue One.
That doesn't come out yet.
That's not on the list, is it?
Doctor Strange.
So, Travis, according to my list, the next two that I have would be...
Don't go with the sequel to the... The one.
Mike well, and yeah, Dale meet wedding dates.
Let's go.
Don't you think I should go with the movie?
The Secrets.
Yeah, and then the one with the aliens.
I ain't afraid of it. Oh.
Oh, not that one!
No, I think Napier wants that one.
No, Napier would kill us if we took that. I was thinking the alien movie, right?
Free State of Jones.
Now it's the whole world's day. That one?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, let's do it.
Okay, so in the first round, we are going to take The Secret Life of Pets. And the first pick of the second round, we are going to take Independence Day 2.
Resurgence. The first time we fought together, but now they're back again, and we got to fight them once more.
Now,
they got a lot
do you
bigger
think,
ship.
Do you think that was the right pick?
No.
Okay, so far we are going exactly according to my order.
We should have just did all animated and said fuck it.
That's what we were thinking.
So we're back to bad flicks.
Jason Bourne.
Oh. See, now we're deviating from my list a little bit. Mm-hmm. But not a bad pick. Not a bad pick, Chad.
Thank you.
Third and fourth round is usually where you hang yourself, though.
Exactly.
Okay. I'm great out of the gate. Matt, you are up. What do you think?
Y'all are going to hate me for this, but I really think people are going to go see Ghostbusters, even though they're going to hate it.
No, it's not a... See, it's
no,
going to...
No, don't talk about it.
It's going to make
no,
money.
I'm doing it.
It's going to make a ton of money, and especially in the first week or two, which is... You know what this counts. The question is it going to do what Batman Superman did and make a ton of money, but then have a dog shit Metacritic score?
You know, I don't think
anybody's going to give it a shit Metacritic. I really don't.
No,
they're going to be too scared of the feminists.
Yeah, they're going to get too much blowback for
it.
And Paul Feig movies typically don't get shit on. They might not get great reviews, but they're never like 30% reviews.
Yeah, I think that a lot of people that's right. probably a good pick because a lot of people are going to be curious. They're going to go see it whether they have their reservations or not.
I'm going to see it three times.
I'll probably go see it. I'm going to wait 2 weeks, of course, because it's not on my list, but I am going to go see it. So, Chris, you have the next two picks.
Oh, man. All right, guys, what do you think? Star Trek?
Did someone pick that or no?
No.
Okay.
We picked Star Wars.
Ah, Star Wars.
Let's not help.
This is Star Trek.
All right, yeah. Mind in the game, John. What do you think?
Star Trek and Ninja Turtles?
You think so?
I have no idea. That's what the list is.
That sounds easiest.
Well,
Jake, what do you think?
You know they're both going to make some money.
But what about these reviews?
Turtles is going to make a bunch of money now that Bebop and Rocksteady and Krang and shit are in.
Yeah. I saw that.
But what about the reviews?
Arrow's in it, too. So that's Casey Jones.
Hate the review. You know, reviewers going to hate that?
Oh, yeah. It's going to do Transformers reviews.
Well, that's no good.
Okay, so Star Trek and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, right?
Out of the Shadows.
Yep. Yes, please.
All right. So then we're back to Matt.
So polite.
Matt, you have the next pick.
I'll go Neighbors 2.
Neighbors 2.
Is Chloe Grace Moretz in that one?
Yeah.
Yes, she is.
I love her.
Is she old she's enough for us to think she's attractive
I
now?
Can say yes. that now. I think she's like 18 or 19.
Yeah, okay. She's making a lot of like bikini movies and stuff now. So I think that she's officially established herself as an object of us creepy old men's affection.
Yes, but that movie with Katherine Heigl and Gerard Depardieu, she's in a thong in that film, and I'm pretty sure she's like 14 years old.
Leave it to Chris Brake to make a My Father the Hero reference.
She is illegally young in that film, and they have her wearing some shit.
Yeah, yeah, they do.
Well, it was the 90s.
And look at her now.
Gone.
So we're to bad flicks. Here we go, Chad. Here we are again. What are you going to do, Chad?
Hopefully I don't shit the bed with my man Matthew McConaughey, but I'm going with Free State of Jones.
Free State of Jones!
Hey! Yeah.
Free State of Jones!
Looks really good.
And he's fighting Confederates, which is so hot right now, guys.
It really is.
I mean, it's right on the pulse. So, Travis, I mean, we got the next two picks here. I think that we could very easily just go kid crazy here.
Yeah, I mean,
and take the Spielberg Disney movie and Angry Birds and call it a day.
Oh God! You know, I like to hedge my bets on Tim Burton too, but everybody's always dumping.
That's not a Tim Burton movie, though, is it? It's a sequel to a Tim Burton movie.
The Alice follow-up is not directed by Tim Burton.
No.
What?
It's not?
No.
I thought it was.
They tricked you.
They tricked you, bastards. Travis. They used all the visuals from the first one.
We'll take all of the aesthetics from a Tim Burton movie and get rid of Tim Burton because he's high on something. Do you see that Superman Lives documentary?
How fucking high is he?
He is so fucked up in that movie.
Just fucking like, shithole.
He's like looking all over the place and throwing his fucking arms around. He is wrecked and it's not on fucking...
He's not like, do a bump right before the fucking interview. Hold on.
Wait. Are you talking with the guy who knocked his head a lot? The Superman, the death of Superman Lives?
Yeah, the death of Superman Lives. Tim Burton was fucked so up, like, fucked up.
The guy that nods his head a lot.
Smith hair from The Cure?
Yeah. I thought that's just how he was. Like, oh, no. An artist.
Watch that shit again and then watch like the behind the scenes video from when they were making like the movie and shit, and he's like a normal dude, and when this John Chep is sitting down to talk to him, Tim Burton is fucking wrecked. It's great.
That guy nods his head too much.
Like, Yeah, man. I was gonna make a Superman movie.
Did you
I already made Batman?
Have you seen that alternate version, that one that he put up on YouTube that's not the real movie?
Yeah, that was like his test for the Kickstarter.
Oh, really? That freaked me out. Man.
Oh, I've seen the test footage.
Yep.
Well, no, yeah, but you know what I'm talking about, where it was a regular interview. Like you're sitting down to illegally watch this film. You know, it's like it's an hour and a half long, and when you're watching it, like you
you start to slowly realize this isn't really the film. The filmmaker just put together this really long video just to fuck with you.
Oh, and it's, that's weird.
Yeah, it's really, really strange.
Why can't they just make a Nicolas Cage Superman movie now? I mean, Nicolas Cage will make any movie now.
Well, and when you think about how much money that dude was able to raise three times for, yeah, that, for the Kickstarter to make that documentary, which doesn't look like he raised as much money as he did with the finished project, I think you could easily fan back a Nicolas Cage Superman movie.
And maybe you can't license Superman. Maybe you just call him like a power guy.
Yeah, yeah. Fantastic dude.
Yeah.
So, Mike, do you like Nicolas Cage as an actor?
Chad, I love Nicolas Cage.
Have you seen Deadfall?
Nicolas Cage puts out a movie about every 18 days, and I do not have enough time to see all of them, but
please,
I'm sure they're all
this.
Great.
The it last, is fucking about, phenomenal.
The last two that I saw were awesome. It was the kind of horror movie with the chick from The Walking Dead was really good, and then he played like a lumberjack that was a mentor of a boy like that they were harvesting trees or some shit. It was also really good.
He was kind of like Mud.
Yeah, it was very much like Mud. That's exactly what I was thinking of. Yep, that was very good, too. He was amazing in it.
He was a lumberjack?
Deadfall has Michael Biehn in it.
He poisoned trees.
Yeah, they poisoned trees to, like, deforest shit. So he hired a bunch of Mexicans. And
that's
also
the long game, though,
boy.
in the deforesting business.
Just poison. No, they died pretty quickly, I think.
Oh, it must have been some good poison.
It's a black market shit.
Hold on. I tried to watch his filmography once. And I only
in one
made
sitting?
It through, yeah, no way. I only made it through five films. And those early ones are weird. That Vampire's Kiss is insane.
Did you make it to Bringing Out the Dead, that Scorsese ambulance flick?
Oh, I've already seen
that's
that.
That's fucking
love,
trip.
Love that movie.
But no, literally,
have you guys
watch,
seen that Vampire's Kiss?
Vampire's Kiss is one of his original ones, right?
Yeah. Where
like
he
one of the first few? Yep.
Are we still talking about Nicolas Cage?
He has an English accent the whole time, Mike. And you don't realize it until 20 minutes in. It's like, wait, is he trying to do an English accent?
And then do you rewind it to see if he was doing it the whole time and you didn't notice?
Is that like the movie where he's in it with the Night movie with Ron Perlman where they're both kind of half-assed doing an accent some of the time?
Are they hunting dragons or witches in that?
The Witcher?
Witches.
Oh, it's witches. Yeah.
It's witches.
Season of the Witch.
Yes.
Did you see that one, Matt?
Fucking horrible.
No, I haven't.
So bad.
Oh, fuck. I put it literally, we had a burned copy on a fucking DVD, and I put it through the paper shredder. It was so bad. I was like, fuck that. 20 minutes in, I go, we're seriously still sitting here watching this? I go, nope, eject, through the, and, right through the fucking paper shredder. I was like, yeah, we're not watching that shit again.
So, Travis, are we doing BFG and Angry Birds?
Yep, fuck it.
Okay, BFG and Angry Birds. Hey, we got a Disney movie and the Birds movie, right?
I really wanted Finding Dory.
So did I.
Yeah. Okay, so we're back to bad flicks. Slim pickings here now, Chad.
Yeah, this is usually where I shit the bed.
Yeah.
Man, there's one left that I would totally take a bet on.
Let's see, I see two that I want to take a bet on. There's actually three I'm looking at, but
there's one still on the list. That still is based on a property that has 5.6 million users every day.
And we're on the same page on that one. I'm like, fucking maybe, but oh, is it going to make the money and then get a shitty score? And then I've got the brawler from Down Under, and I got the very sad man from California. And well, so I'm kind of wondering, what the fuck?
Duncan Jones is doing the video game movie, and the Moon was amazing with Sam Rockwell. That guy's a good filmmaker. David Bowie's good.
I do like Moon's really good. So I'm going to have to just go ahead and roll the dice here, and I'm going Nice Guys.
What?
He's taking Nice Guys.
Oh, he's Nice taking, Guys.
Taking the Shane Black flick.
Oh, see, I really want that to be good.
Mm-hmm. So do I.
Kiss Kiss Bang Bang is one of my favorite movies.
Fuck
that
yes, Gay Perry, the Gay PI.
Gay Perry,
yeah. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang is probably in my top five. That's a great movie. Okay, but I didn't have that on my list just because I don't think anybody's gonna go see it. I want them to though.
I like both the actors in it. So
you vote with your heart, Chad.
Unfortunately,
you're doing
yes,
a good
I do.
Thing.
And it usually I shit myself.
So we're back to Matt. Matt, your final pick in the Hollywood Fantasy Draft.
Oh, everybody's thinking Warcraft. I don't think it's going to get the score. I'm going to probably go Legend of Tarzan and throw it out there to that one.
Ooh, Skarsgård. Nice. That's a ballsy move.
Yeah, Tarzan. See, I think they put a lot of money into Tarzan, so I think they want it to succeed. Well, I think they want everything to succeed, but obviously I think this...
But we haven't seen a lot of good from the Tarzan property in a long time.
Yeah, it's kind of like... There's been a lot of Tarzan movies, and has anybody ever given a shit about them in the last 20 years? But it looks, I mean, it looks like they put a lot into it. It looks pretty, I don't know. It's worth taking a flyer on, I guess.
Vampire Eric.
Oh, hell yeah.
They really want that guy to be a star, don't they?
They keep trying.
He's kind of like that guy that was in the last Die Hard movie with Bruce Willis. Oh, like they keep giving that guy tries, and they need to stop. Leave that guy alone.
Jai Courtney?
Yeah, Jai Courtney.
Yeah, I hate Jai Courtney.
But Skarsgård, did you guys ever watch that series on HBO years back called Generation Kill?
Oh, he was in that. Yeah.
He was the main dude in it.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's where I first saw him, and I'm like, this guy's a pretty decent fucking actor. And then all of a sudden he's like, you know, gay vampire Eric, and I'm like, what the fuck is this?
I'm a fan of everybody coming out of the True Blood show. One of my favorites. I miss it very much.
You know, I never watched the show from beginning to end, but that, I mean, I watched like the last season and the ending. I was like, that's it.
It's so fucked up. Chris has one pick left, and I mean, it seems like it would be kind of a bummer if the Alice in Wonderland sequel didn't get drafted at all. But at the same time, I mean, like, that movie with Kevin Hart and The Rock. I mean, like,
funny.
Think of all of Jake's people that are going to go see that movie.
The Rock is a worldwide box office star. So if we were doing, like, worldwide box office, I think that would be a surefire pick.
And then there's the World of Warcraft movie, and then there's another Ice Age movie coming out. It's like Ice Age 7.
So there's a course.
It's still melting.
And that movie where George Clooney is on TV and they hold him hostage.
Julia Roberts.
I hope that gets reviews, good ones.
The Hillary Clinton movie?
I like the message oriented ones. The money monster.
You know that George Clooney, I think he's probably like our biggest movie star that's never really been in a big movie.
Reevaluate that?
Yeah.
George Clooney doesn't have a great track record.
It's been in huge movies.
No, he hasn't. George Clooney sucks.
Michael Clayton?
Michael Clayton wasn't a hit. Fuck you, Chad.
All of these movies.
Nobody went and saw Michael Clayton.
I've never even heard of it.
American?
I saw it and I don't know. I couldn't even tell you what it's about.
All of the Oceans?
Or whatever the fuck.
The Peacemaker?
Oh, yeah. What was that, Out of Sight with J-Lo?
Oh, love it.
No, that was Val Kilmer.
No, it wasn't. No.
What was the movie that Val Kilmer was blind and he fucked that broad?
That was the...
Sight? Wasn't that Out of Sight?
The Saint.
No, not the Saint. That is a Val Kilmer movie, but not a Val Kilmer is Blind movie.
That was like Perfect Sight or some shit.
At First Sight.
At First Sight.
Isn't that what you just said?
No, Out of Sight.
Out of Sight is the one with J-Lo and Michael Keaton based on an Elmore Leonard novel.
Does that have anything to do with blind people?
No.
Chris Brake, what movie are you going to take with the last pick?
I think in tradition we should ask John.
I want Jake to at least pick one. Because last time I picked two of them and they both sucked.
Gravity? Mike? Gravity?
Yeah, but he was...
Descendants?
He was good.
The Descendants. But I will say this. Clooney went on a stint there for about the last
eight
films he put
out.
The
Men Who Stare at Goats?
Yeah.
Batman and Robin.
Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou?
Batman and Robin?
But he did a lot of fucking movies where you were depressed after watching them. And it's like, seriously, if I wasn't going to kill myself before I saw it, I'm definitely going to do it after watching this shit.
What's the movie that he flew around on planes and fired people?
Air.
That was a real joy.
Yeah, he found love, and it turns out she's a goddamn liar.
Like, hey, let's fly around the country and fire people for 2 hours. That sounds great.
What about the movie where he was in space recently, right? That was a big movie.
Gravity.
Oh, Gravity.
You mean Solaris?
Yeah. Oh, Solaris.
So you're going to take the Alice in Wonderland movie?
We're going to give it up to Jake, but I'm telling you, I want to make a statement here. If you have not seen Vampire's Kiss, you guys owe it to yourself. I believe it's supposed to be a comedy. even though there's a scene where, kind of a brutal scene, probably won't make you laugh, where Nicolas Cage rapes a woman.
Oh, I love rape comedy.
Nicolas Cage?
Hashtag rape comedy.
The whole synopsis of the film.
Romedy.
This is the worst movie ever made. Nicolas Cage believes he was bit by a vampire, but really what's happening is he's like schizophrenic and he's losing his mind.
So this is another one for James Franco to do, like make a movie based on the making of it.
In the chat, Hot Butter Bert says, Chris Brake has my favorite podcast voice.
So instead of a rom-com, it's a rock-com?
It's disturbing.
Just
for the accent alone.
I just want to know what movie you guys are going to take.
I hope it's called Vampire's Kiss. I got the name of that title wrong. I'm going to sound like a real idiot, a bigger idiot. Hey, Jake, what do you got?
I was thinking of Warcraft.
What?
If I was going to pick one, I would have picked Warcraft.
But Warcraft is
going to nerds are
Napier is going to go see
that's
Warcraft.
Not going to get the reviews, but I think there's a lot of closet people out there that are going to go see it.
I mean, I won't see it because it looks terrible. But
yeah, it does.
But it's got Ragnar Lothbrok in it.
Warcraft has already announced that they will not be showing their movie in North Carolina.
Oh.
Hmm.
Lord.
Yep. Why?
Is it because of the bathroom thing?
Yeah.
North Carolina makes a lot of movies.
Is
not anymore.
It was a poor attempt at humor, guys. So is Warcraft what you're going for?
All right, Jake, I'll let you have it.
Yeah.
Even though I think it's not a wise choice, but yeah. Okay, Jake. Okay, you have my blessing.
All right.
Warcraft.
Okay, Mike, I take Captain America Civil War.
This isn't
so
a
Chris
White
Break Alpha Show yet. Has Captain America Civil War, Star Trek 3, Terminator, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, and World of Warcraft. Matt from the Passersby podcast has Finding Dory, Ghostbusters, Neighbors 2, and Tarzan. Bad Flicks has X-Men Apocalypse, Jason Bourne, The Free State of Jones, and The Nice Guys. And we have The Secret Life of Pets, Independence Day 2, BFG, and Angry Birds. So my prediction is we will repeat. Chris Brake will come in second. I'm going to say Bad Flicks comes in thirds again. I think Passersby. The big thing with that is going to be what happens with Tarzan, I think. And if Ghostbusters gets shitty reviews.
Yeah, that's the big thing, I think, right there.
I think Tarzan's going to make or break you there.
See, Finding Dory's going to rock it.
Yeah, if Tarzan does good, then you'll probably beat Bad Flicks. But if Tarzan shits the bed, then you probably won't.
Yeah, Finding Dory is the only Pixar movie out this year, as opposed to last year when there were two. So,
and that second one didn't do good.
No, but it was actually, even though it was cookie cutter, was really visually stunning.
I never watched it.
Watch it in high HD. You'll be amazed that it's not real life and that it's computer animation because, man, the visuals are...
Kranz in the chat has two good George Clooney movies, Three Kings and From Dusk Till Dawn.
Three Kings was pretty good.
Do you remember when he was also Roseanne's boss when she worked at the factory?
I saw
remember
that.
Remember on Facts of Life?
That was weird.
Guys, I mean, this was fun.
Are you trying to tell yourself?
Chris, you get 100 cans of soup. What do you do with them? And what soups do you have? How do you mix up your Campbell's soups? Like, do you buy 50 chicken noodle right off the bat?
Could you imagine mixing the cream of chicken with just the chicken noodle? Or like golden.
Put a cream of chicken in with a chicken noodle and cook them together?
Oh my God.
That'd probably be pretty good.
There's a lot of sodium doing in those soups.
You can get the low sodium ones, but they just replace it with some other bullshit.
Yeah. I always like the thick and hearties.
So, I mean, if you stack all this soup up in your pantry.
What are you doing with 100 soup cans? What's going on here?
That
target practice?
The only room you have in your pantry is soup? I would think. If I was stacking 100 cans of soup in my pantry, that would probably fill my pantry.
You can probably keep those soup cans anywhere, including the garage.
Yeah, just throw them in the. Yeah, exactly. Well, haven't you ever watched Extreme Couponing?
Dusty ass garage soup?
Mike, just turn on like TLC, watch Extreme Couponing Marathon one Sunday afternoon. You'll see. You can pack a lot of soup in somebody's pantry or in their bathroom above the toilet when they
and
buy
if you
too
play
many
cards,
cans.
Right? They give you money back when you cash out.
That's
hey,
right.
Hey, Matt.
Yeah.
Tell us a story.
Tell you guys a story?
Yeah, tell me a story.
I don't have
Phil,
a lot of stories.
We have 10 minutes
hand.
Of the show left. Tell me a story.
Come on, entice people to listen to the Passersby podcast. Give me a reason to subscribe. Give us your favorite story from your show.
My favorite story from my show is it's got to be the one where my buddy came back from Afghanistan and I didn't hear from him for about
Can you kick that up a little bit? Can you pick that up a little bit there, guy?
Yeah, try it again with just a little bit more enthusiasm. And go.
My buddy came back from Afghanistan, didn't hear from him for 10 years, and he came on, and we, like, reunited, and that was, like, I just recorded us meeting again.
Did he tell stories about the war?
No, he told about
the mental story.
Oh.
He came home.
Oh, and, like, did you guys talk about, like, when you were kids and stuff?
Oh, my God, this was supposed to be a joke.
No,
don't
we talked
tell us
about
something serious.
I know.
Like, now I'm like...
I also have another story where one of my wife's friends comes on, and she talks about how her dog ate a whole chocolate sheet cake and proceeded to shit everywhere.
Oh, that's better.
That's pretty good. I got this great story.
Yeah, I'd rather listen to that one. What?
Hey, Mike, I got this great story. My cousin got breast cancer. And she's got three kids, and it actually is stage 4.
That's the worst one, isn't it? How many stages are there?
Oh, there's one more.
Three.
Half stage.
Oh.
There's another half stage.
But 4, that's not the good kind of cancer.
Yeah, no, it's not good.
Chris, tell us a story about Andrew W.K. I wanted to talk about that and this thing going on with you. Travis, you don't know anything about this, I assume, because you're kind of out of the loop.
Hashtag flat drunk is the last I heard of Andrew W.K.
So Chris Brake went and saw Andrew W.K. in Indianapolis not long ago. And there was a review the next day in the newspaper by...
The major newspaper, the Pulitzer Prize-winning Indianapolis Star.
By this
my favorite paper.
Concert reviewer guy. And he said that Andrew W.K. was moronic and lacked heart. And so Chris Brake, being a fan of Andrew W.K., invites this newspaper guy on the show and kind of grills him a little bit about his review. And Andrew W.K. has heard the episode and has gone on like a social media storm, like posting transcripts of the show. And...
Is that true?
And like,
yeah.
I don't know if it was him or one of his people, but somebody actually transcribed Chris's interview into text and posted photos.
Did you tell him you were going to sue him and just tell people to direct him to your fucking show?
Well, he did direct him to the show.
He did that too. That was the first thing. It was a link, a direct link to our Podbean page. He bypassed our whole website to take you directly to the audio. And then there was all the text. But the guy retweeted it like 8 times in one day. He kept retweeting it.
He's really, really got a boner for this guy that wrote a bad review about him.
Mike, we need to get this asshole on our show and grill him a little bit. The fuck?
You should.
We need some of that Chris Brake magic?
Yeah.
Or rub off on him a little bit?
He probably would come on the show, right?
Good for you guys. That's awesome.
You just need to find somebody who's anti-party. And get that guy to say something bad about Andrew W.K. and then ask him about it.
So you guys really need to get Andrew W.K. and this guy on the same show to hash out their shit, I think.
Oh, damn, that's some CNN shit.
We invited him not to do that, although we did when we contacted both of them at the same time. But we didn't hear back from W.K.'s assistant.
Oh. I mean, you'd think that if he's retweeting you 8 times a day...
We've asked him to do some stupid shit. Like we sent him an email one time. We sent out a multi-email. It went to Coolio and one went to Andrew W.K. And we said, do you guys want to do the dozens on our show? Like have a Your Mama, you know, battle. And needless to say, that didn't.
Coolio did it.
No, I think Coolio was down, right?
Coolio was down to do the dozens with Andrew W.K.?
Yeah. But Andrew W.K. Was busy at that time or something. But they asked more details about it. They want to know how it was going to be done.
This sounds like a lot of fun, and I'm just wondering if you have any room for another co-host. Because that sounds real nice.
Oh, yeah.
Travis, I'm fun.
Sometimes I can't figure out how to use Skype, though, if you're okay with that.
We're on Google Play.
You guys are moving up.
I appreciate all of you. We should do it again sometime, probably in 3 months. Well, some of you.
Oh.
Mike, post the pictures of the belt.
I will post the pictures of the belt.
You got to.
There's going to be so much social media stuff coming up, you know, because it's a big deal. It's important. I need those sweet, sweet likes is what I need.
Give us those likes. Tell your friends to give us those likes.
We're 3 likes away from 300 likes, Travis.
Can you believe we're almost at 300 after
Travis,
all this time?
We're begging for likes is what we're doing. We're begging for those likes.
All you have to do is you go to our page, you click all of your friends, and invite them to like the page. Half of them will do it just to not have to tell you why they didn't do it.
Napier doesn't like the Facebook page.
Yeah, the guy in the show.
But you should.
I just want to say
I
feel like...
Google Play equivalent of a like.
Yeah, maybe he'll like it now that we're on Google Play. I think he has a Google phone.
If you got an Xbox, you can probably stream it on the Xbox.
If you can.
There you go.
All right, so we did it.
Yeah, I just want to say I feel like Chad and I don't talk enough, so we're going to have to round it back. You know what I mean?
Oh, come on, guys. I think Chad's invited you to be on his comic book show like 10 times, and you keep blowing him off.
That's the thing. I'm not on that comic book show. It's just done in our studio, and I know the guy's on it, so I try to tell them, hey, you need to get a hold of Travis, and then they're like, well, we have, blah, 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 and they go, well, you talk. I go, I'm not on your fucking show.
Well, maybe you just do the one.
Maybe episode. I need to be on the show just to get
just
shit
do
done.
Just do the one episode.
Travis, you're not that big of a deal. People shouldn't have to track you down. You should be ready and able to do the comic book podcast.
It's not that I'm a big deal. It's mostly that I'm just an enormous flake. And I'll admit that. It's a character flaw.
You know what? We accept that of you.
I appreciate that.
We don't hold
that.
It against you.
I appreciate
you know,
that.
You know, it's going to take some work on our side, and hey, you know, you're worth it.
Fucking asshole.
I'm in therapy. It'll be all right.
Just make sure you have some drinks. You're all right.
Jesus Christ.
Make sure it's a double. No, Mike, did you fix a cocktail before tonight's show?
I had a nice big glass of sangria. It was great.
And you're feeling good. Were you worried about it after that?
Yeah, I stress out about it all the time, Jack.
Is that why you're
every week, naked? I'm a goddamn mess.
The drinks do not help Mike.
That's why he's doing the show naked right now.
Every week, I'm a goddamn mess, Chad.
Let me come to expect that of you, Mike. I'm just trying to help you take the edge off with the double.
All right, all of you go fuck yourselves. Thank you for listening. We will be back next week. I appreciate everything and everyone. Bye.
Later, guys.
I want you to know it's over.
Well, bye.
Thank you for listening. We're live Monday nights at 9/8 Central on StrangeLabel.com. There's an interactive chat room. It's a whole thing. Can listen to back episodes and find all the other great things that we have on our website at WFODix.com. You can follow the show on Twitter at WFODShow. You can't follow Napier on Twitter.
Send your thoughts and prayers, and the angels will deliver it upon me.
We can be followed on the Facebook at facebook.com/WFODix. Be sure to tell all of your friends they should also follow us, because those sweet, sweet likes are very important to the overall success of the show. You can call live or leave a voicemail that we may play on the show at 636-487-HAND. That is 636-487-4263. Or you can email us WFODShow@gmail.com. What is your name on like video game systems so people can play video games with you?
It's X Extra. The word zero.
X Extra.
X the letter.
X
the letter.
Extra.
Extra the word. Zero the word. And then X.
X
as the letter.
As the letter.
Do you have a Twitch account, Napier?
Oh no! Wait, no, it isn't X Extra. It's X.
You don't
extra
even know
zero,
what it is.
No, I don't get on there.
You should have a Twitch account so people can watch you play video games.
Why would anybody want to watch me play video games?
I don't know. And then like you could do commentary on it, like, yep, shot that guy.
I guess. Well, fucked again. Thanks, server lag. Eat dicks.
We'll be back next week. Thank you for listening. Travis.
Yes, sir.
I forgot to tell you that we got a voicemail message.
We got a voicemail message. Like, for real? I've been asking people for 2 years to leave a goddamn voicemail message, and somebody finally left this one?
I wasn't really sure who it was.
It wasn't Rice Arani?
No, I wasn't. I have a pretty good idea now because somebody in the chat said, hey, any voicemails this week, guys? And he reminded me. I have it loaded. I was going to play it, but then you know we got going on that Ted Cruz soup bit.
Hey, there's some things that are so important that it overrides everything that we have planned, and I think the soup might have been one of those things.
But we did get a voicemail.
Please play it for me to listen to.
It's furthering our prepared box dinner beef series.
I can't wait.
Yes, to whom it may concern, I am a fan of your radio program, but I wanted to make you aware that you're not the only one who has something to say about Hamburger Helper. And in my case, Rice Aroni as well. My name is DJ Ancient Grain, and I'm part of the Quinoa Click. And I, too, have written a song called Gluten Intolerance that I'd like to share with you. It goes a 1, 2, 3 into the 4. DJ Ancient Grain and Quinoa Click is at your door, ready to make an entrance, so back on up. Because you know we're about to rip shit up. Now give me the microphone first so I can tell you why your shit's whack. Giving kids bitch titties and wrecking homies six packs. Because it's really a gluten thing, baby. Rice-A-Roni is making me crazy. Gluten-free is the label that pays me. Inedible, so please don't try to eat this. But back to the lecture on that weird hand. Amigo, it's offensive, aura, how you throw off my gut flora. But from a young G's perspective, before I dig out a dish, I have to find a contraceptive. You never know, could be raisins and ham, bacon and lamb, and at the same time gravy with clams. And you know I ain't with that Hamburger Helper shit, Lieutenant. Ain't no pasta good enough to throw your bullshit all up in it. Yeah, and that's realer than soybeans and clover fields. And now you hookers and hoes knows how I feel. And I just want to say that Rice-A-Roni shit is whack, and Hamburger Helper is dog shit. DJ Ancient Grain, out.
So I foresee a whole new era of voicemails in defiance of the Hamburger Helper raps. And I am completely on board with people spending the time rewriting a Snoop Dogg song in defiance of that Hamburger Helper five-track list.
I just want everybody to know, I'm not for real making fun of the Hamburger Helper raps.
No,
I thought they were pretty goddamn great.
You legitimately enjoyed them, and I was absolutely serious when we originally talked about them. When I played them for my family, they were like, wow, that's good music being based on Hamburger Helper. I was very impressed myself, but also I'm even more impressed with the people trying to like throw a rebuttal out against Hamburger Helper's rapping.
Yeah. So I don't even know if there's any boxed meals left that you could even do. But
if you can find them, please.
Sure. I mean, just walk down that aisle and see if any name brands jump out at you. Maybe like Ortega or Old El Paso. That's all. I'm glad we got a rap in our voicemail.
Makes me feel happy inside.
Because that's really all we're here for, is to cheer Travis up. He's had a bad day.
Yeah, if you guys want, I mean, if you just want to do something nice for people, or for me specifically, which is what I'm concerned about, just leave a voicemail.
All right, next week. Thanks. Good turnout in chat tonight.
Yeah, very nice. It was nice to see. Next week, Drunk will be back, correct?
Yeah, he's going to tell stories about his trip. So that'll be fun.
His pot heaven. And that'll be exciting. And we'll find out where the hell Napier was, too.
Right. Okay, bye.